Well, hello again. My name is Stanley Harrison. I just want to let you know that today is a powerful, awesome, and influential day. Today is a day that God has breathed breath in my nostrils and allowed me to be a moving, acting, willing vessel. Listen, I just want to talk to you a little bit about understanding the appreciation of God. See, God allowed you to have breath breathe in your nostrils this morning and allowed you to be a moving, acting, willing vessel. See, the enemy come to kill, steal, rob, and destroy. See, we have to be careful of the adversary. And the adversary, he comes in many disguises. One thing for certain, if you're out there living a productive, awesome, and amazing life, continue to do that, because the enemy comes to kill, steal, rob, and destroy. And the reason that I say that is because the enemy has been trying to destroy me, my life, my appreciation of God, trying to change my heart, trying to let me feel as if though God don't care nothing about me, when in essence, he cares everything about me, because if he didn't, he wouldn't breathe breath in my nostrils and allow me to be a moving, acting, willing, and appreciative vessel. See, I woke up this morning and I decided to give thanks, not only to myself, but to God first, and let God know, you know what, Father God, it's you that who has given me the strength and the ability to be who I am and to do what it is that you have given me the power and the strength to do. See, the enemy come to kill, steal, rob, and destroy. And I'm going to reiterate this, because this is for somebody. I woke up this morning at 3:30 a.m. and it was laid on my heart to talk about how the enemy will direct and dictate your mood swings, how the enemy will offset your course if you let him. So I'm here to let you know, stay motivated, stay committed, stay focused on him who has created you. Because see, the enemy come to kill, steal, rob, and destroy. You always have people to come and try to influence your path, don't they? People try to come and offset you from where it is that you, God has already told you to go. Why is that? Because people are naturally envious of your walk with God. And when they hear you talk about the goodness of God, they try to do everything in their power to offset your course. They try to do everything in their power to upset you. They try to do everything in their power to knock you off the horse that you're on. Why? Because number one, let's face it, they're envious of you. Your life is better than theirs. Not because you have a better house or a better car, or presumably you have more money in your account than them. No, it's not that at all. It's your walk. It's the light that you travel with. God allowed your body to shine, and the enemy takes notice of that. And the enemy is the people that's watching you closely. Oh, let me see if I can do something to offset this woman or offset this man, because they just too happy. And I don't like that. Even those that you surround yourself with that say they are your friend, are they really? Or are they people that's just been placed in your path for you to inspire, to stimulate? And when in essence, you think that they're in your life to help you. But in essence, God has put you in their life to elevate them. Continue to stay motivationally driven, and don't allow anything or anyone to offset your course. Remember, this is the day that God decided to breathe breath in your nostrils and allow you to be a moving, acting, willing vessel, and not to allow the enemy to arbitrarily destroy you, because you have been created for a purpose. God's blessings always upon you, and stay elevated in your spirits like you're supposed to. God's blessings on you and your family. Take care.